Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this 'little while' of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." Commentary by Father Joan Pere Pulido from Molins de Rey, Spain. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. Today we again contemplate the Word of God with the help of Evangelist John. In these final days of Easter, we feel especially uneasy, wanting to make God's Word ours and be able to understand it. The very uneasiness shared by the first disciples, which is profoundly expressed in Jesus' words, "A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later, and you will see me." These words focus our attention and concern about our faith and our search of God in our daily life. We Christians of the 21st century feel the same urge as those of the first century. We also want to see Jesus, to experience his presence among us, to reinforce the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. This is why we feel sad if we think he is not among us, or if we may not feel and detect his presence, or hear and listen to his words. But this sadness becomes deep joy when we experience his definite presence among us. As St. John Paul II reminded us in his last encyclical letter, Ecclesia de Eucharistia, the presence is concrete, specifically in the Eucharist. The Church draws her life from the Eucharist. This truth does not simply express a daily experience of faith, but contains in synthesis the core of the mystery of the Church. In a variety of ways, she joyfully experiences the constant fulfillment of the promise, "I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Eucharist is both a mystery of faith and a mystery of light. Whenever the Church celebrates the Eucharist, the faithful can in some way relive the experience of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Let us turn to God and beg for a deep faith, a constant uneasiness to quench our thirst in the Eucharistic source, while listening to and understanding God's Word. By eating and satiating our spiritual hunger with the body of Christ, may the Holy Spirit enlighten our search for God.